This episode of The Y-Files is brought to you by Upside. Pop quiz. Which of these statements is true? Eggs raise your cholesterol. You need 8 glasses of water a day. Milk builds strong bones and teeth. Trick question. None of those are true. Diamonds are rare, right? No, they're not. Depression comes from a chemical imbalance in the brain. Nope. Now, these aren't mistakes or outdated science. These are psychological operations, psyops, designed to control what you buy, what you think, and how you live. We're being programmed every minute of every day, and most people don't know it. But after today, you'll know exactly how you're being manipulated. Because all psyops follow a pattern, and I'm going to show you a simple formula that can detect a psyop with scary accuracy. We'll even use it on real cases. But I'm warning you, once you learn the pattern, you'll see it everywhere, and it's going to make you angry.
Matter of fact, using the whole fist dog?
Debunked Daddy-O, I got a little situation here.
No, whatever this is, I don't want any part of it.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm living that jazz life now. I'm mellow and possess a world-weary charm. I got a Barry sax and everything.
Barry sax?
A baritone saxophone.
I know what a Barry is. What's this about living the jazz life?
Hecklefish and the Smooth Operators. We've been hitting the clubs every night. A real underground scene. Mostly because the fire marshal shut us down. But the crowd digs me. They say I'm unforgettable.
Why? Because of the music?
Because I won't leave when they close. Listen, gig life ain't cheap. Gas, groceries, shrimp cocktails. My sax may be smooth, but my wallet's playing the blues.
And here it comes, the part where you need money.
Yeah, I prefer to call it financial improvisation. Speaking of which, what's the difference between a jazz musician and a large pizza?
What?
A large pizza can feed a family of four. But seriously, can you throw a little dough my way?
Look, why don't you just use Upside? You get cash back for everyday purchases like gas, groceries, and snacks.
Oh, did you just ski bop a doo bop shop it up a woo bop right into today's sponsor? Perchance maybe you did that there.
Yep. The holidays are meant for giving, but between road trips, family dinners, and all those grocery and gas runs, the costs add up fast. That's why I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. It's already given users over $1 billion back. No points, no gimmicks, just cash in your pocket. Here's how it works. Claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Pay as usual with your credit card or debit card. Follow the steps in the app and get paid. With over 100,000 gas stations, grocery stores, and restaurants, cash back is always nearby. And Upside users earn 3 times more cash back than credit card or loyalty programs. I check the app every time I gas up. The other day, I claimed an offer at Chevron. It took maybe 30 seconds, and now I'm earning cash back for just doing what I was already going to do. Frequent users can make as much as $280 a year. Download the free Upside app today and use code THEYFILES or scan the QR code for an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. See? Earning beats begging.
Earning's fine, human, but jazz takes commitment. I'm up every night expanding my repertoire. The ladies love a musician with a big horn.
Let me step outside the script for just a minute. For a couple of years, I've been wanting to do an episode on psyops and the techniques to detect them. So when Sean Ryan asked if I'd help spread the word about his new podcast series, I immediately said yes. I'll link below to where you can listen to it. It's an 8-part series on psyops. And Sean said I can cover psyops however I wanted. So here's where the simulation or the universe or whatever you want to call it comes in. I thought it'd be interesting to talk about something called the NCI Engineered Reality Scoring System. Now, this is a 20-question test designed to detect manipulation. The guy who built it, Chase Hughes, spent 2 decades training military and intelligence personnel. Navy SEALs, CIA, FBI. This guy literally trains the people who run psyops for a living. Now, I followed his work for years. And his system is so simple, but so brutally effective, it completely changed the way I consume news. So I told Sean's team, hey, I'm thinking of covering Chase Hughes and the NCI test. Perfect. Chase is on the show this week. I believe in signs. That was a sign. Now, when creators say this is the video they don't want you to see, it's usually clickbait. And I should know because I've done it. But this truly is information that the people in power don't want you to know. This is the secret sauce, the 11 herbs and spices. Today, we're going to name names, we're going to speak truth to power, and yes, I'm going to expose people you admire. So, the NCI test. What is this thing? Well, NCI stands for Narrative Credibility Index, and Chase Hughes studied hundreds of PSYOPs, government propaganda, corporate lies, social media manipulation, all of it. And he found 20 patterns that appear consistently in every PSYOP. Things like timing, emotional manipulation, tribalism, specific messaging. 20 questions, score each 1 through 5. Total above 70, that's a PSYOP. Below 40, probably legit. Between 40 and 70, that's the most dangerous of all, because that's a PSYOP based around the truth, but with an agenda. And that agenda is never to help you. Okay, that's the scoring system to keep in mind. 0 to 100. Here we go. October 10th, 1990. Now, fossils like me will remember this. A 15-year-old Kuwaiti girl named Maria testified before Congress. She was volunteering at a hospital when Iraqi soldiers stormed in.
The second week after invasion, I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor. It was horrifying. I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well. The Iraqis have destroyed everything in Kuwait. They stripped the supermarkets of food, the pharmacies of medicine, the factories of medical supplies, ransacked their houses, and tortured neighbors and friends.
Now, Congress demanded action. Senators called for war. And a few months later, the United States was at war with Iraq. So, let's run the test on that story. Timing, 5 out of 5. Her testimony landed exactly when the Bush administration needed public support for a war that nobody wanted. Emotional manipulation, 5 out of 5. It doesn't get more emotional than dead babies. That's psychological napalm. Uniform messaging, 5 out of 5. Every news outlet told the story the same way, with the same language, same talking points. There was no independent reporting. Missing information, 5 out of 5. There were no other witnesses, no follow-up interviews, no verification allowed. Authority pressure, 5 out of 5. This was congressional testimony, not some rumor on Usenet.
Did you just say Usenet?
It was 1990. A lot of the internet in the 80s and 90s was Usenet. You know, news groups.
No. I know what Usenet is. Let me ask you 2 questions, yeah?
Go ahead.
1, were you on the internet before 1990?
Yes.
2, could you find a date for prom?
No.
Uh-huh.
Now, we could run through all 20 questions for this, but you can already see the pattern. The final score was 88 out of 100. That's an overwhelming sign of a PSYOP, and that's exactly what it was, though we didn't know it at the time. 10 years later, the truth came out. Naria was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. There were no dead babies. She was never at the hospital.
It was all part of a campaign to turn Saddam Hussein, at least in the public consciousness, into Adolf Hitler. And the feeling was that they couldn't sell the Gulf War without this. In other words, they had to cheat to win.
The NCI system predicted the lie a decade before anyone admitted to it. Over 100 Americans dead, 500 wounded, 30,000 Iraqis killed, and a bill to U.S. taxpayers of $1.3 trillion. Though it's closer to $1.9 trillion if you factor in the interest we had to pay to borrow the money to fight a war based on a lie. But where did the lie come from? A company that few Americans have ever heard of, but every politician and business person knows. The first Iraq war was the product of the PR agency Hill & Knowlton. And when you look into the history of Hill & Knowlton, you know what you find? A whole lot of dollars and a whole lot of death. The Gulf War wasn't the first time Hill & Knowlton weaponized public opinion for profit. New York City, winter of 1953. The executives of America's tobacco companies gathered at the Plaza Hotel. They had a problem. Their own scientists had confirmed that cigarettes cause cancer. The research was simple and clear, and the public was starting to ask questions. And if this information got out, the entire industry would collapse. We're talking billions of dollars, millions of jobs, all gone overnight. So they called in a specialist. John W. Hill, co-founder of Hill & Knowlton, the PR firm that would later orchestrate the lie that dragged us into the Gulf War. Hill understood that doubt was more powerful than truth. People wanted to smoke. They liked smoking. But if it was dangerous, most people would stop. But if it might be dangerous, they'd keep smoking. So Hill & Knowlton worked their strategy. They formed the Tobacco Industry Research Committee, which sounds official and scientific, but it wasn't. The committee existed to create doubt, nothing else.
Ah, yes, doubt. The duct tape of corporate crime. Can't prove it's safe? Make sure nobody can prove it's dangerous either. It's a beautiful thing in a completely evil sort of way.
Hill & Knowlton funded studies designed to muddy the waters. They hired scientists who would testify that more research was needed. They paid for ads saying the health risks weren't proven. And they made sure that phrase was heard over and over. No proof. No proof. Journalists believed they had a responsibility to show both sides. So the media gave equal airtime to tobacco-funded researchers and actual cancer specialists. That made it seem like a fair debate. But it wasn't, because one side was lying. 16 years later, an internal memo from Brown and Williamson spelled out the strategy in one sentence.
Doubt is our product, since it is the best means of competing with the body of fact that exists in the minds of the general public.
Doubt is the product, and the plan worked perfectly for years. So let's score it. Cherry-picked data, 5 out of 5. They only published studies that supported their narrative, studies that showed cancer risks were buried or attacked. Authority overload. 5 out of 5. They recruited credentialed scientists. They created fake research committees. They flooded medical journals with industry-funded papers. Suppression of dissent. 5 out of 5. Scientists who published research linking smoking to cancer were harassed, discredited, or had funding pulled. Financial gain. 5 out of 5. The industry made billions of dollars, so every year of delay meant billions of more dollars.
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor? Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
The final score? 82 out of 100. Clear signs of a psychological operation. And here's the proof. In the 1990s, whistleblowers leaked 30 million pages of internal tobacco documents. The memos spelled it all out. They knew cigarettes killed people. They knew nicotine was addictive. And they lied for 40 years. The NCI system predicted it decades earlier.
40 years of lying to the public? Those are rookie numbers. The Fed's been doing it since 1913! The Fed!
The fossil fuel industry used the same type of manufactured reality to cast doubt on global warming, which became climate change, which became controversial. And that's perfect. Remember, it doesn't matter if the climate is changing. What matters is that people keep fighting about it. The sugar industry said sugar played no role in diabetes or heart disease. They blamed fat instead. Remember when there was a lot of food labeled low-fat that was marketed as healthy? Well, it wasn't healthy at all. And you know what those low-fat products were loaded with? Sugar. Now, opioids might be the most documented corporate psyop in modern history. False claims that OxyContin wasn't addictive. They paid doctors to lie. Scientific studies were written by PR agencies, not by scientists.
A source tells ABC News that Purdue offered a package that could be worth up to $10 to $12 billion. In a statement, the company explains that while Purdue Pharma is prepared to defend itself vigorously in the opioid litigation, it sees little good coming from years of wasteful litigation and appeals.
Different issues. Same high NCI scores. Same patterns of manipulation used for 100 years. But when those patterns went digital, there would be consequences that nobody predicted. Corporate psyops have been running for decades in print and on TV. Then social media put those same manipulation tactics in everyone's pocket. Ethiopia, November 2021. Professor Mayareg Amare taught chemistry.
60 years old, father of four. He was Tigrayan, living in the Amhara region during the Ethiopian Civil War. That made him a target. A Facebook page with 50,000 followers posted his photo. They called him a junta, accused him of being an enemy. They posted his home address. Now, his son reported the post to Facebook right away, multiple times, begged them to take the post down. No response. 3 weeks later, men followed the professor home from work. They executed him in front of his house. The killers chanted junta as they walked away, the same word from the Facebook posts. 8 days after the murder, Facebook finally responded and removed the posts. 8 days too late. Frances Haugen was a product manager at Facebook. She quit in May 2021, 4 months before this murder. She testified before Congress about what was happening in Ethiopia. She said the platform's algorithm was causing ethnic violence. Posts that made people angry got more engagement. More engagement meant more ad revenue. So the algorithm promoted hate. And everyone with a Facebook account knows this. Facebook employees warned executives the feds are asking questions, but nothing changed. Haugen said that conflicts fueled by Facebook had resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths across multiple countries.
So there used to be a part of the company that was focused on making sure Facebook was a constructive force in the world, in society. You know, positive force in elections, that kind of thing. And they dissolved it right after the U.S. 2020 election.
So let's score it. Emotional manipulation, 5 out of 5. The posts weaponized hate during a civil war. Uniform messaging, 5 out of 5. The same false claims spread across multiple pages and posts. Financial gain, 4 out of 5. Facebook's algorithm promoted hate because hate generates engagement. Engagement generates ad revenue. Missing information, 5 out of 5. There was no fact-checking, no verification, just viral hate. The final score, 78 out of 100. Strong signs of a psychological operation, but not run by a government, not run by a corporation selling cigarettes, run by an algorithm optimized for profit. Same patterns, same high scores, same deadly consequences. But now we're going to test something harder, because psyops aren't always black and white. Sometimes both sides of an argument use the same manipulation techniques, and that's when things get really dangerous. Algorithms can amplify manipulation from any side. Sometimes that means both sides of a debate score high for psyop tactics. Early 2020, COVID-19 was spreading and the world was shutting down. Scientists scrambled to understand where the virus came from, and two narratives emerged. Narrative one, natural origin. The virus jumped from animals to humans at a seafood market in Wuhan. This happens. SARS did it, MERS did it. It's called zoonotic spillover, and it's normal. Narrative two, lab leak. The virus escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a few miles from that market. That lab studied bat coronaviruses. Maybe an accident happened. Both seemed plausible. Both needed investigation. Then, on February 19th, 2020, The Lancet published a letter signed by 27 prominent scientists. The letter said anyone who claimed the virus was a lab leak was a conspiracy theorist. That shut down debate immediately.
Anyone can say anything, right? It's conspiracy theories. Everybody has a theory.
The letter showed up on every news network. Social media platforms flagged lab leak posts as misinformation. Some users were thrown off the platforms. One side said natural origin is the only scientific answer. The debate is over. So let's score that campaign. Suppression of dissent, 5 out of 5. Scientists were afraid to discuss lab leak publicly. It was career suicide. Authority overload, 5 out of 5. 27 scientists in the Lancet letter. And a quirky little man named Fauci worked for the government said that he was the science.
But they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
Uniform messaging, 5 out of 5. Every outlet said the lab leak was a debunked conspiracy theory. Word for word.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that are true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Missing information, 4 out of 5. Critical details were hidden, like the fact that the letter was organized and signed by Peter Daszak. His organization, EcoHealth Alliance, funded research at the Wuhan lab. He did not disclose that, but his emails prove it. Financial gain, 4 out of 5. If the lab leak was true, funding for gain-of-function research would be at risk. So the Natural Origin is Settled Science campaign scored 70 out of 100. That's a PSYOP score. But now score the other side, the lab leak. Those supporters said the lab leak was obvious. Anyone who denied it was a shill or an asset for the Chinese Communist Party. Authority overload, 5 out of 5. Politicians and commentators were saying Settled Science before any real investigations were complete. Tribal division, 5 out of 5. They made it a political issue. And by the way, that's how I knew COVID was a PSYOP from the start. Anytime you see an issue politicized that initially wasn't, it's probably intentional. Remember, at first, all we cared about was a cure or a treatment, but we needed to know the origin of the virus to fight it. But suddenly a health issue became a political issue. Cherry-picked data, 4 out of 5. Lab leak supporters only discussed research that supported their side. Emotional manipulation, 4 out of 5. Anger at China, COVID is a political issue, turned Americans against each other. The lab leak is obvious campaign scored 66 out of 100. Again, that's a PSYOP score. Both sides scored high. You were being manipulated from both directions. Now, the NCI system doesn't know which side is right. It doesn't care. It tells you when someone is trying to control what you think. High scores on both sides of an issue mean you never get an honest debate. You get information warfare. Look for the patterns. They are there. And they apply to everything controversial from 100 years ago to right now. For example, let's talk about UFOs. The same manipulation patterns appear in every controversial topic, including UFO disclosure. January 2025, Jake Barber stepped forward as a whistleblower. Former Air Force Special Ops, combat control, helicopter pilot. He told News Nation he worked on secret UFO retrieval missions for 30 years. Barber described flying a helicopter to recovery sites, lifting objects from the ground. One night, he got within 150 feet of something he'd never seen before. An egg-shaped craft, white, metallic, about the size of an SUV, no engine, no thermal signature. News Nation verified his credentials. Three other military vets backed up his story on camera. Russ Coulthart, the journalist covering it, said the footage was about to change everything. But he said that before. This is why I'm skeptical of UFO whistleblowers. Their stories always have high PSYOP scores. So let's score Jake Barber. Timing, 5 out of 5. The story broke in January right before Trump's inauguration, during massive drone sightings over military bases, the perfect moment for maximum attention. Overuse of novelty, 5 out of 5. Look for hyperbolic words and phrases like unprecedented, groundbreaking, could change the world. Uniform messaging, 4 out of 5. Non-human craft, non-human biologics, government secrecy. All news reports use the same wording. Financial gain, 5 out of 5. Barber formed a company called Skywatchers LLC around the time he came out as a whistleblower. His company will conduct scientific studies of anomalous aerial phenomena. Now, we don't know whether he'll charge a fee for this, but get ready to have your mind blown. He's working on a book.
There's always a book.
There's always a book. Missing information, 4 out of 5. News Nation teased footage but showed very little of it. There's no way to verify it. Cherry-picked data, 4 out of 5. Jake Barber doesn't have the training for covert ops, but he says he'll testify under oath. Also, that video footage, it wasn't his.
And spaceship that looks like it belongs to Mark from Mark, 5 out of nano nano.
The score, 63 out of 100. Strong likelihood of a PSYOP. But here's the complication. A high score means manipulation, not true or false. The reality of UFOs comes down to one of three things. One, disclosure is real, but it's being packaged, meaning the government is revealing the truth, but using PSYOP techniques to control how, when, and what we're allowed to know. Option two, it's a full PSYOP. Classified aircraft testing needs a cover story. UFOs are perfect. As long as we're debating whether a craft is from Zeta Reticuli or Lisa, we're not asking Lockheed or Raytheon what they're up to. Option three, it's a distraction. Remember all the drones flying over the bases for weeks? That was the real story. But a UFO story pops up and captures attention. And notice how the drone story just vaporized? Since 2017, this disclosure narrative has been building. David Grush, Lou Elizondo, congressional hearings, leaked videos. Each story scores high for manipulation tactics, but each could still contain some truth. And that's the gray area, where facts and psyops blend together, where high scores don't give you easy answers. The NCI score shows you how information is delivered. You still have to decide whether you believe it or not. And that's what makes this so hard. Who can you trust to tell you the truth?
We see people going out on podcasts and stuff that have talking points from the government.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
So this is 33 mm-hmm. was the first, like, documented?
That is the earliest one I can talk about, yeah.
There's so. Something that predates that?
You could infer that.
And if you have someone that has talking points from the government, that's a spokesperson, not a whistleblower. If I'm sitting here and I say, well, I can't say this, but I can tell you this one thing, that's a controlled government release of information.
Psychological operations are weapons being used against you. So use the NCI scoring system as a countermeasure to manipulation. It's a 20-point test. That's it. It's just a number. No partisan politics, no agenda. Download it now and start using it on news coverage, corporate messaging, government statements, social media campaigns, anything. Once you see the pattern, you'll see it everywhere. Every news story will look suspicious. Every expert will seem bought. And everything you hear will sound manufactured. And that's exactly what the real power in America wants. They want us suspicious of each other. They want us divided, because that division creates paralysis. And that is a meta psyop. Now, I want you to really hear what I'm about to tell you. Every time you fight about politics on Facebook or X or anywhere, you are being manipulated. So stop it. Remember, anger gets more clicks. And Americans hating each other means we're not watching the powerful, and we're not asking the real questions.
Like what really happened to Epstein?
I told you, we're not
going to... Release the files!
But that's exactly my point. We need to focus on the things that unite us, not divide us.
What you talking about, human?
Think of it this way. Two neighbors. One is a stuffy conservative. The other is a bleeding heart liberal. Now, those two neighbors have very different views on abortion, education, guns, just about everything. So they fight about all those things.
Yeah, I think I had those guys over for Thanksgiving. Exhausting, sheesh.
Right. But you know what those two neighbors with very different political opinions want? They both want to know the truth about UFOs. They both want to know the truth about COVID.
The truth about Epstein!
That's exactly right. It's that simple. That's what unites us. The truth.
Well, that and bacon.
You're stepping all over my dramatic ending, pal.
I'm just saying, everybody loves bacon. Let's start a Bacon Unites movement. Pork. Nature's candy.
Psychological operations are running all around us all the time. Everyone is trying to control how you think. But I gave you a tool to fight back, and I showed you how it works. What you do now is up to you. And I don't think I can end with a better message than Sean does in his own PSYOP series.
This series started by asking who is pulling the strings. Maybe the real question should be, why do we keep handing them over?
Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. My name is AJ. There's Hagglefish.
Yes, but!
This has been The Y-Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do him a favor, like, subscribe, comment, share. I've said this a few times before. Those buttons really help the channel. And like every topic we cover here, today's was recommended by you. This one was recommended by a lot of folks, actually. And I'm glad. I've been wanting to do this for a while. So if there's a story you'd like to see, go to thewyfiles.com/tips or email us, catch us on Discord. You can reach us in a bunch of ways. And we're always looking for topic ideas, so reach out. Now remember, The Y-Files is also a podcast. You could take us on the road. About twice a week, I post deep dives into the stories we cover here, and I also post episodes that would not be allowed on YouTube. And those are labeled unredacted, I think. And the podcast is called, wait for it, The Y-Files Operation Podcast. And it's available everywhere you get your podcasts. Now, if you are listening on an audio platform, those buttons that follow, like, rate, all those things, those really do help. So I'd appreciate a click. Now, if you need more Y-Files in your life, you're probably not getting enough sun. No, I'm kidding. Check out our Discord. There are almost 100,000 people on there. So there's always someone on there 24/7. They're into the same weird stuff we are here. It's a great community. It's really supportive. It's a lot of fun, and it's free to join. And speaking of 24/7, check out our 24/7 stream on the Wi-Files backstage. There's a link down below. Over there, we run episodes back-to-back with fun original content in between. And the live chat is actually more entertaining than the videos. Special thanks to our patrons who made this channel possible and made every video happen. I could not do this without your support. Every episode of the Wi-Files is dedicated to our Patreon members. And if you'd like to support the channel, keep us going, join this community, become a member on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you get access to perks like videos early with no commercials, you get access to exclusive merch, access to merch early, plus you get 2 private live streams every week just for you. If you watch the After Files, you know it's kind of hard to get a message up there if there's, you know, thousands of people watching. But on Discord, it's usually maybe 50, 70, a big one would be 100 people, so everyone gets a chance to talk. Another great way to support the channel is grab something from the Wi-Fi store.
Yeah, grab a Hello t-shirt, or one of these fistable coffee mugs you can stick your fist in, as long as it's not a psychological, operational fist. Get something on my face on it, like a hoodie, or look at it squeezing it, look at it cutie, oh, he's adorable. He's a great one of these animal talking hagglefish. That's
all. But if you're gonna buy merch, become a member on YouTube. YouTube members get 10% off everything in the Wi-Fi store forever. And hear me out, it's $3 for the month, and you get a coupon code. So if you're gonna spend $40 on t-shirts or fistable coffee mugs, it pays for itself. And look, if you wanna just join, use the code and cancel, that's fine. The codes are there to save you money, not make me money. In fact, all that revenue goes to the team, not to me.
You wanna keep that a little quiet, huh?
Those are the plugs. I'm checking the time. Wow. I think that's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.
A secret code inside the Bible said I would. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. And got stuck inside Mel's home with MK Ultra, of being only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set, or were the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told, and his name was Cold. And I can't believe I'm dancing with the the solar storm still come to a god, the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found. In a simulation, don't you worry though, the Black Knight satellite, it told me so.